When the Olympics begin this Friday, many spectators will include world leaders and Chinese fans, including thousands trained to cheer politely. And also the person we're calling next, Christine Brennan, is in Beijing. She's a columnist for USA Today and a regular guest on Morning Edition. Christine, hi.
Hey, Steve, how are you?
I'm doing great. My question is, though, can you breathe?
Yes, but it's not a pretty sight. It's pea soup out there most of the time, and the air quality is clearly an issue. It's not overstated.
Meaning all these Chinese efforts to get cars off the road, shut down factories, not entirely working here.
No, not at all. And it was a beautiful weekend here, Saturday and Sunday, clear and crisp and wonderful. And then it all moved back in, and we saw four U.S. cyclists, Steve, come into the airport yesterday wearing masks. They were inside the airport. I'm not quite sure why they were doing it right there. But the reality is there's going to be these visuals of athletes wanting to wear a mask if, in fact, this weather persists and this pollution persists.
Well, let's talk about some of the athletes who will be trying to compete in that Beijing air. One of them who comes to mind is Michael Phelps, going for as many as 8 swimming medals. He won 8 medals in 2004. Can he do it again?
Yeah, I think he can. The question this time is, will it be 8 gold medals? Because,
right,
of course, Mark Spitz won 7 in 1972, and that's the real quest here. Phelps, right off the bat, the first 2 days of swimming, which come right after the opening ceremony, Saturday, Sunday, he will have the 400 individual medley, and he has a great competitor in Ryan Lochte, his teammate and good friend. That's going to be an intense battle. Lochte, you never know, could upset him. I doubt it, but I think Phelps will win that. But that's going to be a huge race right off the bat. And then the relay the next day, Steve, the 4x100 relay. Watch out for the French in the men's relay. That's, again, if the U.S. wins that, Michael Phelps could very well be on his way to those 8 gold medals.
And on the women's side, is Dara Torres really ready at age 41?
Oh, I think so. I just was talking to her, and the question is she going to swim the 4x100 freestyle relay? She says she is, but the coaches are hedging a little bit. If she does, that's the first night. So Dara Torres could win a medal at the age of 41. She's the mother of a 2-year-old daughter in her 5th Olympic Games. It would be extraordinary.
Meaning she's got a shot for 2 medals if she does take on that extra challenge.
Yeah, she'd have the relay, and then later on in the week, she has the 50 freestyle. Conceivably, also, she could swim the 4x100 medley relay. So 50 is going to be a little tough for her. She's ranked 5th right now in the world. But in those 2 relays, if the U.S. does well, and if she's on those teams, then she would have medals in both of those events.
Christine Brennan of USA Today, there's time to ask about one other Olympic sport, gymnastics, where I understand there's some controversy about whether some of the Chinese gymnasts are too young to compete.
And this is one where everyone will probably agree to disagree. 3 of the Chinese 6 members of their team, their eligibility is in doubt because the word is that they are too young. The Chinese say it's not true.
How young
They're
do you
right
have
age.
To be too young to be a gymnast?
Yeah, 15.
Okay.
In this case, one of them might be 14. You have to be 16 in the Olympic year. And there's real questions about half of the Chinese team. But the reality is they will compete because the Chinese are now producing passports that say they're the right age. And Bella Caroli, the ex-U.S. coach, is just saying this is nonsense. But here we are. We're in China. This will probably stand. And it's going to be a great battle to watch these 2 teams go at it.
Christine Brennan of USA Today, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.